This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's radio.
Free
radio.
Okay, welcome everybody. How's everybody feeling? First of all, I'd like to welcome everybody and thank you for coming. I know everybody's very busy. It's the middle of the day. We're here, first of all, as some of the signs say, to stop corporate impunity, to tell the Canadian government to stop giving Canadian corporations the right to destroy the environment in Canada and in Latin America. We're here to tell Oceano Gold, who's suing the country of El Salvador for over $300 million in private international tribunals because they want them all money. It has destroyed their environment. It is killing the health of communities. What do we want? Justice. So just repeat after me. Because of the destruction of the environment. Oceano Gold says and tries to make people believe that mining is going to bring profits, it's going to bring jobs, but the reality is the opposite. I was in El Salvador. I had the opportunity to visit some of these communities where there was mining, and what I saw was the destruction of their waterways. I saw contamination on people's skin, on their bodies from drinking the water. Families have to, drink the water and have to clean their clothes and cook from the water that's actually contaminated from the mining companies, many of them from Canada and also the U.S. So we have another speaker with us. I'm going to ask Monica Gutierrez from the Mining Injustice Solidarity Network to talk a little bit about and show some solidarity with the friends in El Salvador, our brothers and sisters.
It is so great to see so many people here today. The last time that we had an action and we presented a letter to Oceana Gold with hundreds of signatures from organizations claiming and demanding from them to stop the lawsuit, only maybe a handful of people came out. And it's so wonderful to see so many people out here today. Thank you all for coming. It's so important. It's such an important case. Rachel and I work with Mining Injustice Solidarity Network. We are a volunteer-run group. We are in solidarity with communities that are affected by Canadian mining. And we demand accountability for them and demand that they are able to retain their sovereignty, which is not the case. That's not what's happening with El Salvador. It's important to stress, we were talking with Rachel earlier, the colonial relationships that allow these things to happen. What are the processes that allowed, and the free trade agreements that get signed, for this to even occur, for a country to be sued $300 million by one company because they've, as a sovereign country, decided that they don't want mining that destroys their environment and their people. The people of El Salvador traveled to Honduras, where there has been a lot of mining, and they saw the destruction of the waterways. They saw what Raul was saying earlier. People's skin is deteriorating. They have diseases
caused by the pollution. Didn't drop anything from your camera. No, that's not mine. I thought
there's social conflict that arises from these mining projects. And the people of El Salvador decided they didn't want that for themselves. They're a small country. They're one of the most populated countries in Central America. And they really can't afford to lose their water. So I'm just really, really glad that everyone's here today. And I'll let Rachel also say some words. Just to add to what Monica's saying, this is not a case of one or two merged bad apples. With the Canadian mining industry, what we're looking at is a rotten orchard. The same thing that's happening in El Salvador is happening through various means, through lawsuits or out of the courts, through intimidation, through economic and physical violence, through murders and rapes all across the world. Canada is infamous around the world for its Canadian mining companies.
Shame!
And over 70% of mines around the world are owned by Canadian companies, and so many of them are based within just a few blocks of right here. So this is the place to hold them accountable. This is the place to fight, as Monica said, against colonization, the colonization of this land right here, and the way that Canadian mining companies are colonizing through violence, economic sanctions, through every way they can, the rest of the world as well. So let's do a cheer. El pueblo unido
jamás será vencido.
El pueblo unido
jamás será vencido.
And let's remember that. Thanks.
So big thank you to the Mining and Justice Solidarity Network and the Latin American Solidarity Network for organizing this protest. I'd like to invite Senya Marroquin. Senya is a leader in the water justice movement in El Salvador. She's fighting for water justice against metal mining in El Salvador.
And I'd like to invite Senya to say a few words. La extracción minera es la mayor representación de poder y de riqueza. No beneficia a las comunidades en ningún país del mundo. La extracción minera mata nuestros ríos. Mueren nuestros ríos por ese poder, por esa ansia de poder que existe. No beneficia a las comunidades.
It doesn't benefit the communities mining.
La extracción minera solamente representa la ostentosa riqueza y el abuso de poder de las grandes compañías.
The extraction of gold only demonstrates and shows the absurdity of the mining corporations and the wealth that they extract.
Muchos defensores ambientalistas han muerto a causa de esta extracción minera por defender los derechos ambientales, nuestros bienes naturales.
Many environmental activists have died for trying to defend the environment against mining.
Estamos pidiendo a OceanaGold que se retire del caso en el CIADI.
We're asking OceanaGold to withdraw its case in the CIADI, the international tribunals.
Exigimos que salga de El Salvador y de todos los países de Latinoamérica donde sus empresas están aceptadas.
We ask them to leave El Salvador and all of Latin America, wherever their companies are.
Muchas personas están muriendo en el interior de esas minas y nadie responde a sus familias por esas muertes. Nadie responde, ni el Estado ni la empresa.
Many people in the interior of these communities are dying because of mining, and nobody is being held accountable, no one's being responsible for those deaths.
Amparados en el falso concepto de la responsabilidad social, quieren extraer estos bienes de nuestros pueblos, de nuestras comunidades.
Based under the false concept of corporate social responsibility, they want to extract and steal the natural wealth of our countries.
pero la vida de nuestros ríos no tiene precio. No se compara con el oro que van a lucir en sus cuerpos. No tiene precio la vida de nuestros ríos.
But our rivers do not have a price. You know, our rivers are worth more than any money that the river that they can be given to us for our rivers. The environment is more important.
El río San Sebastián ha muerto por una empresa minera que comenzó en El Salvador en 1904.
The river San Sebastián in El Salvador is dead because of a mining corporation that started in 1904.
Y en este momento nadie está con las comunidades que están muriendo lentamente a causa del consumo de agua contaminada por cianuro.
And nobody is supporting the people who are dying, people in communities who are dying because they're drinking contaminated water that is laced with cyanide due to the mining practices.
Traemos a la memoria a nuestros hermanos Marcelo Rivera, Alicia y a Ramiro, quienes han muerto defendiendo nuestros bienes naturales.
Ramiro Rivera, Dora, Alicia, Gustavo, Marcelo Rivera. Activists who died fighting against mining and supporting our communities.
Todos unidos jamás seremos vencidos. No queremos minería ni extractivismo. Queremos nuestros ríos limpios para las comunidades.
United, we will never be defeated. We don't want mining or extractive industries in our country. We want clean water, a clean environment.
Alerta.
Alerta.
Alerta. Alerta. Alerta que cabina la lucha por el agua en América Latina.
Alerta que cabina.
Alerta. Alerta que cabina la lucha por el agua en América Latina.
Agua sí, oro no.
Agua sí.
Listening to us.
sir, we are bringing the fight here in Canada, and we are saying to Oceanagold, we do not want you. Stay in your country. Stop mining our own resources. We destroying the environment, destroying people's lives, destroying communities, diverting water from very important local use in agriculture and drinking water. We do not want you. Stop bullying El Salvador. Stop destroying and polluting our environment. Stay in your country. We don't want your money. And we stand and we say, drop the suit. Stop bullying El Salvador. And the people in the end will win. We will win.
We have people here from across the globe, from all over the world, together strategizing, working, analyzing how we're going to continue to struggle against the extractive industries. Who do we have here from Colombia? Colombia presente!
Colombia!
The Philippines!
Greece!
Venezuela!
Anybody from Peru? We have folks from Peru! Anywhere else? Ghana! We have folks from Brazil, Ghana! Perfect! So just to let you know that this struggle continues. You know, this is obviously an event that we're bringing together with Mission to Oceanagold here today. But committed people from frontline activists from communities, NGOs, labor organizations are coming together to fight against the extractive industries on a global scale, against corporate impunity, against the neoliberal policies of the Harper government and governments like Harper that look at privatization, deregulation of our public services. We said, el pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
Mining the same, they're facing the same struggle around the world, and George is involved in the struggle in Greece against Canadian mining. Hello, everybody. I'm giving you the greeting and the solidarity for the Greek citizens who are fighting against the policy of the Troika in my country. My country is 4 years under occupation of the IMF and the Troika and the European banks. My government sell all the Verde Forest to another Canadian company, Eldorado Gold, to make gold mining there. I challenge the Oceanagold to do this lawsuit, because they're going to hear the answer from the people of El Salvador. This lawsuit can gather all the people of El Salvador together against the gold mining company, and to see what's the power of the people, just like happened in Venezuela, in Argentina, and all these countries. We're going to win them. Oceanagold, lead El Salvador. We're also going to ask one of the organizing of the Latin American and Caribbean Solidarity Network, Ivan Bessa, to come say a few words on behalf of Laxin, who's been doing a lot of work around the impact of mining in Latin America.
Hello. Hi. I'm Ivan from Latin American and Caribbean Solidarity Network. I want to say that we support the Salvadoran government and their decision for their people in the environment against the toxic mining. We're in solidarity with the Salvadoran people in their decision against mining with Oceanagold and Pacific Rim. Enough of the toxic mining. Thank you.
Oceanagold, drop that suit.
We like to chant here in Canada and in other parts of the world, I'm sure. There ain't no power like the power of people, because the power of the people don't stop. There ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop. There ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop.
Is no longer decided in the election booth, but in some trade tribunal in Europe or somewhere.
Shame.
Shame!
And the Canadian mining industry are the primary beneficiaries of that. But I want to point out and make very clear that we as Canadians are not. There is a lawsuit by a company called Lone Pine Resources, a gas fracking company, which is also suing Canada under the free trade deal for lost future profits because the province of Quebec has decided not to let them frack the St. Lawrence Seaway. We have here too, as in El Salvador, lost sovereignty over our own resources, and we have to get it back from these corporations that have undermined sovereignty of the entire planet.
So as we wait for Mon and Senya, would anybody else like to say a few words? Again, Mon, to get a good food. I will.
America. We've been working on following Canadian mines in Latin America for the last 5 or 6 years, and we've learned a lot. And we've learned that we really have to go after these companies by every means possible. About a month ago, we held an international tribunal on Canadian mining in Latin America in Montreal. Maud was one of the judges. The verdict should be published shortly, and we'll be taking it to the Canadian government, to the Organization of American States, and to the United Nations to see if at least slowly we can get something moving. So thank you very much for coming out. It's wonderful. We're going to keep struggling. As I said, we are here to strategize and organize from people around the world, people frontline defenders, people from labor, NGOs working. So this struggle will continue beyond this. This is just one small action. And keep challenging against the free trade agreements, fighting against the privatization of water, against the extraction of resources. You know, these are the things that are impacting all of us. Against the privatization of our services, like the postal services, we have to fight and stand together, supporting the indigenous communities in Canada and across the globe who are frontline defenders defending the environment. So keep that in mind. Thank you very much. And I guess if they go back to the forum, please come back to the bus. Thank you.
Or rabble.ca. This is John Bonner. Thank you for listening to John Bonner's audio blog, hosted by Rabble.ca and the Rabble Podcast Network.